Thanks for tuning in to the Undercuts review of the 2025 Chinese Grand Prix Sprint Qualifying. Please rate, review, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and enjoy the show.
By being a racing driver, you are under risk all the time. By being a racing driver means you are racing with other people. And if you no longer go for a gap that exists, you're no longer a racing driver.
All right, guys, we are back for the second round of the 2025 Formula One season, 2025 Chinese Grand Prix Sprint Race Weekend. Yeah, we thought it was going to be close, and by how the grid looks for the 2025 Chinese Grand Prix, it is mixed up, and Lewis Hamilton, in his first season at Ferrari, is able to put it on, let's call it baby pole for the sprint race. Definitely a huge achievement from where they were last year. I mean, where he was last year and last race. But not only is Lewis P1, but he has Max next to him at the front of the grid, which is the first time that we have seen that since Hungary 2023. And, you know, we haven't seen real racing between the two since the crazy season of 2021. So it will be amazingly exciting for this race. I cannot wait. I mean, Max was shocked that he was on the front row. The McLarens looked really fast in the first two sessions of qualifying, sprint qualifying, I should say. And, you know, he Lando did say that it felt a little difficult for him to get around the track, but still, his final lap in SQ3, he was on a crazy fast lap, purple sectors in the first two sectors, but he just lost it on that last heavy braking hairpin, I guess you'd call it, and went off track and had to pull into the pits on his last chance. So That was it for him. He probably would have been on pole again, but it was not to be for the sprint race. It might be different for the feature race. Of course, my fingers are crossed that it is, but Oscar was at least able to stick it in P3 for the sprint race, and Lewis's teammate, Charles, right behind him. I saw that he just said, you know, Lewis beat me on this day. I mean, what else can you say? The numbers don't lie. I am super excited for that. It's a crazy situation for the other Red Bull driver. They are bookending the grid, essentially. Max not quite in P1, but Liam all the way down in P20. He apologized to the team when he was back in the pits, but, I mean, should have been Yuki. That's all I'm going to say. I mean, look, I don't want him to do poorly, of course. I just felt that Yuki deserved the seat. And Yuki was able to get into SQ3, showing that he is still super fast. What did he end up finishing in? P7 is where he's going to start the sprint race. I feel bad for Liam. He obviously is not able to hook it up, and it's making Checo even look better. But yeah, Checo wasn't a rookie, so it doesn't make him look that much better. And I mean, not a good showing for Liam in a second straight race weekend, but the other rookies were able to look better, at least a few of them. Maybe not fantastic, but Jack Doohan and Gabriel Bortoleto and Ollie Bearman were all able to at least out-qualify their teammates. So, you know, little wins for rookies at the beginning of the season, you know, you're beating your very experienced teammates. That's a win so far, but there's still a lot of the weekend to go. And what else? Oh, Albon, once again, out-qualifying Carlos. I mean, Carlos still needs to get up to speed with the car. It was crazy how fast he was in testing. It's still going to take some time for him to get comfortable, right? But still, he Carlos not able to get out of the second session in sprint qualifying, and Albon into SQ3 again. Only P9, but still in the Williams, that's really, really good. And, you know, Kimi's not quite up to George's speed yet, but he's only two places off, which, I mean, is obviously he didn't do very well in qualifying last time and still scored some crazy points from where he started. So it'll be crazy to see him just two spots behind, and he has got Lando behind him who will probably be able to get by George. I'm hoping personally, but we'll see. George has been pretty good at holding people up on occasion. So that will be an interesting fight with Lando having to get through George. And Nick, my co-host, told me that apparently a lot of the teams are really worried about the tire deck going into the sprint race and that they might have to pit during the sprint race. And the McLarens look to be really good on their tires, so that could be a huge advantage for them if teams are having to pit, or even if their tires are just going off earlier than expected and the McLarens are doing better, maybe they'll be able to utilize that. So that will be pretty interesting to see. Anything else from sprint qualifying? Don't want these to be too long. Yeah, I think that's really it. So remember, if you are in CoopsF1.com to get your picks in after the sprint race, but before the qualifying, if you are not, you should sign up for CoopsF1.com. It is a different fantasy experience from what the Formula One website has. No diss on them, but Martin has made with Coops F1 is way more fun. It's way easier to get back in the game if you fall behind at the beginning, like I did last year. And you can make leagues with your friends. It's totally free. It costs absolutely nothing. So please sign up for that. And please, if you are listening, subscribe, rate, write a review, whatever it is on the site that you use, please do that because it helps us move up the charts so that more people can see us. So thanks again, guys, and I will be back tomorrow after qualifying. So we'll talk about both the sprint race and qualifying. We'll probably have a good amount to talk about. So I'm very much looking forward to it, and I will see you tomorrow.
If you can move, switch off the car.
Thank you so much for listening to the Undercuts review of the 2025 Chinese Sprint Qualifying. Please rate, review, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and join us tomorrow for a review of both the sprint race and the Grand Prix qualifying. We will see you there.